Open up your Bibles with me this morning to the book of 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. We're not going to keep you long this morning, but I do want to give you something that the Lord's given me. And the topic of this, or the purpose of this message, is to help you understand as a child of God, you've got to be trained by the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got to be trained by the Holy Spirit on how to fight a spiritual battle. Yeah. And a lot of people that I've experienced, and a lot of people don't have a clue when it comes time to learning how to fight a spiritual battle. And the Bible speaks a lot about having to fight a spiritual battle. I call it spiritual warfare. The devil will always come to try to attack us from time to time.
Amen.
There's many different ways he comes at us.
Amen.
And when he does come, we got to learn how to resist. The Bible says, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he shall flee. You have to resist him. You have to fight back. Amen?
Amen.
And you have to learn how to put on the spiritual armor that Paul gave us through the scriptures. We'll talk about that in a minute. But you can't just put your hand in your head in the sand.
Mm-mm.
You can't go run and hide and go get in a closet and shut the door and hope the devil's going to go away.
Right.
You actually have to resist him. You have to fight. And if you don't, he'll hang around as long as you want him to.
Amen.
Or as long as you let him. Put it that way.
That's right.
Here's a few things that I listed. First of all, let's go to 1 Peter 5:8. Let me read that. I want you to get a good understanding. See, a lot of people in some religious circles have the idea that since Jesus died on the cross, we know he did that. We know 3 days later he rose again. And we know he defeated the devil. Okay? But he didn't get rid of the devil.
No.
He defeated him on the basis of freeing us from bondage.
Amen.
We used to be in bondage to the devil by living in sin. But when Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead and shed his blood, by believing in him, we are redeemed. We ain't no longer slaves of the devil. We ain't no longer slaves to sin. We have been set free. And Jesus gave us authority to put the devil in his place when he does come at us. Jesus hath defeated him. And the Bible says in 1 John 3:8, for this purpose, the Son of Man was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. When Jesus left heaven and came to earth, born of a virgin, whenever he came into his ministry at 30 years old, he lived to be 33 and a half. His ministry only lasted 3.5 years on this earth. But everywhere he went, he was destroying the works of the devil.
Amen.
Okay? And that's a spiritual battle. Yeah. That is warfare. It ain't easy, but somebody's got to do it. Yeah. Just like our military, they have to be trained. MJ just went through boot camp. That's training. They getting him ready in case there is a foreign enemy that attacks our land, foreign or domestic. They have trained him to know what to do if we are under attack.
Yes.
The church needs to be trained and to know what to do when we come under attack.
Amen.
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 And if we do, we live in victory. We have to. Jesus, when he defeated the devil, our stance since Calvary and the resurrection as a child of God, our stance is to maintain the victory. To occupy the land. Not let the enemy come back in and take back what Jesus gave us.
Amen.
We have to fight to maintain it. Now in 1 Peter 5:8, the Word of God says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. So the Bible gives us a clear message to be sober. Be of a sober mind. Be vigilant. Be on the watch. Because your adversary, who is the devil, has come as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may what?
Devour.
The devil don't have good intentions towards born-again believers.
That's right.
His intentions is to knock us down, knock us around,
knock us down,
keep us from worshiping the Lord, try to steal, kill, and destroy. That's his mission. John 10:10 says the devil comes not, but the thief comes not, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So that is your red flags to know when the devil is operating.
Yes.
Stealing, killing, and destroying. He's not there to bless you, to help you, or to lift you up. It may temporarily look that way. If you make a deal with the devil, he may temporarily lift you up for a little while. He may temporarily give you some wealth for a little while. But in the end, he will take you to the pits of hell for making a deal with him. There's a lot of people in Hollywood that have made deals, covenants with the devil. And then for fortune and fame, they have sold their soul out to the devil. And on this side, in this world, they may live in a nice mansion and have 10 or 15 cars under the garage and have every closet full of all the finest luxuries that you could have. But in the end, whenever you die, you got to pay.
That's right.
You're going to hell for it. So you don't want to cut a deal with the devil, because if you do, sooner or later, he's looking for double payment.
Yes.
That's right.
And a payment that you can't pay.
That's right.
Hell ain't a place I want to go.
Amen.
For fortune and fame.
That's right.
Here's some things that I listed that may give you a clue if you are under attack. A lot of people ain't figured out when they are under attack. Here's a few things. If you're under attack, you may be hit with fear. Fear, worry, anxiety. Anybody that's in the medical profession right now knows that a lot of people are going to the doctor and they're being diagnosed with anxiety problems. Anxiety. And the doctor has a medication he can give you for anxiety. Anxiety is nothing but fear. It's just another word for it. They are anxious. Some people are, I've heard, I can't come to church. Why? I have anxiety problem. I can't be in a crowd of people. And I tell them, but look, at our church, we ain't really crowded. So we can deal with that. You sit on your own road if you want to. Ain't nobody gonna bother you. We ain't overcrowded, okay? But yet, that's their excuse that the enemy has given them to stay away from the house of God. And fear will always steal, kill, and destroy you in your life if you allow it. But if you have been under the attack of fear or worry, even worry is stress. Yeah. Worry is sin. And if you are a worrier, a person that worries a lot, you're under attack. Because you're not supposed to be living under worry.
Amen.
You're supposed to be living in faith.
Right.
Amen?
Yes.
Sophie was under a heavy attack of fear for many years. It started when she was real young. I'm not going to go through all that, but as a child of God, you would think, as a child of God, she wouldn't have to worry about being attacked with a spirit of fear. And fear is a spirit, and it comes from the devil.
That's right.
It don't come from God.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
As a child of God, her walking with God, reading the Bible more than I do, praying more than I do, if anybody's more holy than it's her in this relationship. Y'all say, oh, Pastor Stacy. No, she got it together. But the Spirit attacked her as a born-again child of God.
That's right.
Washed in the blood, filled with the Spirit, speaking in other tongues. I mean, she got it together. But the Spirit hit her and attacked her. And you say, how can a spirit attack a born-again believer? And I didn't say she was possessed. I said she was attacked.
Right.
And anybody that's a child of God can be attacked. You're not exempt from being attacked by the enemy.
That's right.
But she was heavily attacked to where she would just shake like you had stuck her in a freezer. But that was 20 degrees. She would just shake under this spirit of fear, thinking she was going to die. Some disease was going to attach itself to her that was coming, that she would see on the news. And here's the thing. We would go to revival meetings, evangelistic meetings. We'd go listen to the anointed evangelists. We'd go to people that were, we knew that were definitely highly anointed for to get these people to pray for her. They would pray and she would get some relief. Okay? It would temporarily go. That's the way the devil works. He'll leave, but he'll come back.
Yes.
He'll leave, and then he'll come back for another attack. Mm-hmm. And I would pray for her. She'd get the same thing. She would get relief, but then when I would go to work, and she was there with the kids by herself at home, it would come back, and it would hit her. She was scared to even drive to the grocery store.
Mercy.
It was about to make her mentally insane. This spirit was. And again, it was an outside attack upon her mind and upon her emotions, this spirit of fear. But she came to me and she said, What do I need to do? I said, you gotta learn how to fight. She was like, what I gotta do? I'm like, well, I said, you get relief when people pray for you under that anointing. I said, but when these people can't stay with you all the time, you gotta learn how to resist the devil for yourself. That's where a lot of people missing it. They want somebody else to give them relief or to cast the devil away, but not knowing that the enemy going to come back.
That's right.
That's right.
And you have to learn how to fight yourself. So you have to train yourself. You have to get ready for the next attack.
That's right.
So I said, let's get a strategy. You know, if America is being attacked or we are in an act of war, they have a room in the military, and I've been in it before. When the military base sold up here in Atlanta, I can't remember, what is it?
McPherson.
We were cleaning it out. We went into the war room. They got a room in the military where they strategize. They have these huge screens back then. That one's probably outdated what it is now, but it's called the war room. And they strategize on how they're going to go about defeating the enemy. This is where you have to get into your Bible. You have to figure out, hallelujah, the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You got to put on the full armor of God. You got to get dressed to kill, and you got to go out there and whoop the devil.
Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Don't let him push you around. Push him around.
Right.
Hallelujah. Make him so... make him afraid of you instead of you being afraid of him.
That's
a lot of people, you know, we talking like this. I said, wait just a minute now, Pastor. I don't want him to upset the devil. I don't want him coming in me. I'm like, come on now. That ain't the right attitude.
That's right.
Be a warrior.
That's right.
Yes.
Be a Christian with some backbone.
Come on. Right.
And be bold as a lion.
Yes.
And get ready to fight. If the enemy's coming, hallelujah, he's coming to attack your family, go to war with him.
That's right.
Yes.
There was a movie that came out a few years back, and I can't remember the name of it, but I do remember one part of it, that when their family was under attack, this lady would go in behind into her closet, and she would begin to post scriptures all over the door and all over the wall in this prayer closet, and she called this room the war room, where she went in and she interceded and she prayed and stood in the gap and pushed the enemy forces back. She called it her war room.
That's right.
Yes.
That's the name of it.
Why? Because it is war.
That's right.
It's spiritual war.
Amen.
It ain't got anything to do with fighting against each other. You're fighting an unseen, invisible enemy.
That's right.
That you can't see, but you can tell when he's around.
Yes.
By what's going on around you.
That's right.
Okay?
Amen.
Here's some things. Fear. If you have, or you, if you're dealing with fear, you're under attack.
That's right.
Okay? I told Sophie, you gotta go to war. What I need to do? I said, you gotta get some scriptures. Because that's how Jesus defeated the enemy. He said, it is written. It is written. It is written. You got to get to know the Word of God for yourself, which she did. I said, but you got to take it. And when you know it, the Bible said one of the weapons of the spiritual armor is the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit is the Word, written Word of God.
Amen.
And it's like a Roman sword. You got to take, pull that thing out. If you're on the battlefield and everybody's swinging their swords but you, because yours is still in the shell, you ain't gonna last too long.
That's
you gotta
right.
pull yours out and go to whacking too.
That's
amen?
Right.
And the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God.
Right.
I said, you gotta get the Word of God in your heart, Sophie, and when the enemy comes to attack you with his spirit of fear, out of your mouth, that's how you pull your sword, you begin to speak and declare and decree what the Word of God says.
Yes,
and I said, you will be cutting the devil all to pieces.
That's right.
I said, but you got to get bold with it.
Amen.
And man, I came home a few times. I could hear her in there, boy, and she was going to war.
Amen.
I'm talking about she ain't screaming and hollering at children. She's talking to the devil,
mm-hmm.
and she's speaking the Word of God.
Amen.
And that went on for a few months, but eventually the enemy left.
That's right.
Because she went to war.
Amen.
She don't live with the spirit of fear no more. She don't, listen, it'll try to come back.
Yes.
But she knows what to do with it now.
Amen.
Yes.
Hey, hallelujah. The devil don't hang around long because she knows how to fight a spiritual battle.
Amen.
Yes.
She got hit the other day. Here's another one. Unbelief. Unbelief. If you ever get attacked with the spirit of unbelief,
yes.
you are under attack.
Amen.
The enemy will try to make you think that God's word ain't even true.
That's right.
There's no use in going to church. There's no use in raising your hand and praising like Dylan talked about with that ring of fire around you.
Yes.
The enemy will make you think it don't take all that.
That's right.
He'll make you think there ain't no such things as signs, wonders, and miracles.
Come on.
Whenever all that comes at you and you get bombarded with it, when you pray for somebody and they die anyhow,
come on.
The spirit of unbelief will come and say, I told you it didn't work. That spirit of unbelief.
That's right. Come on. Pastor.
And you have to deal with it. You
yes,
have to fight.
Yes.
Pick up your spiritual battle and pick up the Word of God and go to war and say and begin to pick up the shield of faith to quench
yes.
all the fiery darts of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
I prayed for a lot of people. And I mean, I prayed with everything within me and believed with everything within me they were going to live.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they didn't make it. I just prayed for a little. I think he was like a 5-year-old boy in Thailand just the other day. He had fallen in the water and drowned, but went into a deep coma. And doctor said he won't ever wake up. It was in a room of about 10 other children. They were in one room in Thailand. Beds just stacked beside each other. All these parents in there looking at their little children. Brother Timothy said, let's go pray. I said, let's go pray. I know what the Word of God says. The Word of God said, pray for the sick. The Bible says, raise the dead.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says.
That's right.
I didn't get that from Reader's Digest.
Amen.
Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 7 and verse 8, he said, when you go, preach saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, and raise the dead.
Yes.
It's in there.
Amen.
So I said, well, let's go. Jesus said, go raise the dead. I go in there with everything within me. Believe it. God's going to raise this boy back up. He's going to wake up. Doctor said it ain't going to happen. I don't believe what the doctor said.
That's right.
That's another spiritual attack. Is to believe what other people are saying over what God has said.
That's right.
Don't The Bible said, cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. This is the knowledge of God.
Amen.
Anything that tries to exalt itself above God's word, you have to cast it down.
Amen.
You have to get rid of it.
Come
You're
going
to say, that's a lie from the pit of hell. God's word says, and hold it up.
That's right.
Anyhow, I found out a couple of days ago the little boy didn't make it. And whenever stuff like that happens, immediately, it don't matter who you are. If you're a pastor, an evangelist, apostle, it don't matter who you are. Are you just an ordinary believer that just prayed for somebody? And it don't happen. This spirit of unbelief will try to raise its head up and say, I told you it don't work.
Come on.
That was yesterday. That don't work no more. And you have to fight against that. Paul told Timothy, he said, we got to fight the good fight. And we gotta keep the faith.
That's right.
We gotta fight.
Amen.
It's a war. So anyhow, this is the ongoing war that we as Christians are gonna fight until we make it to heaven.
That's right.
When are you gonna get relief and not have to worry about fighting? When you make it to heaven.
Amen.
There ain't gonna be no more fighting no more. But till then, you gotta fight for your marriage.
Amen. Amen. Come on. Amen.
Ain't tell how many times Lord has fought for her marriage in prayer when Duckskin wasn't acting right. She prayed. She went to her war room. Sophie's done the same thing. Many of you have learned, had this lease over here, about to go insane, suicidal. Yeah, she fought for her sanity.
Yes.
And she had fought by coming to church, staying in the Word of God, learning how to get her hands up there in praise and worship.
Yeah.
Now she is free, but she had to fight. It ain't easy. It's easy to stay home, stay in the bed, and stay drugged up.
That's right. Come on.
Take some antidepressants.
Preach it.
Come on.
Tell her. Amen.
Stick your head in the sand and say, well, I'll be glad when the devil leaves. I ain't going nowhere. I like it over here. You let me do anything I want to do. Right?
That's right.
You know, there's some grandparents that let the grandkid come up and do anything they want to do. I ain't one of them. y'all on my boundary now. Y'all in my house. This is how we work over here.
Yes.
And some of them tell me, can we come home? Nah, y'all can't go home. Y'all got to learn how to do what's right. Anyhow. Here's some more red flags if the enemy's attacking. Think about these things, y'all, when you've been under attack. All of us in here have been under it. Mm-hmm. Fear, worry, doubt. How about this one? Depression.
Mm-hmm.
Depression.
Come on.
Depression. It can be normal to be depressed for a few hours. Mm-hmm. It's not normal to be depressed for weeks.
Come on.
If you are depressed for a long period of time, you are under an attack of the enemy.
Come on.
That's right. Amen.
And the enemy, you're going to stay that way until you gird up your loins and begin to fight the good fight of faith and put the devil in his place.
That's right.
You're going to stay depressed.
Yeah.
Or, here's another one. When Sophie got feared, she went to the doctor. They diagnosed her with anxiety. They said, here's some medication to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
She would not take it. The reason she did not take it is because she knew if she took it, she'd probably never get off of it.
Come on.
And she knew that was not the answer.
That's right. Amen.
It's easy to take the easy way.
Come on.
It ain't easy to go the long way and to learn how to fight.
Amen.
But if you fight, you get free and you can stay free.
Yes.
But medication never gets you free.
Right.
Medication always just medicates your emotions.
That's right.
And I see a lot of people on medication that are walking zombies.
Yes.
There's no life in them. Because the medication calms the nerve endings in their brain, and I don't know how it all works, but they walk around with no emotion.
Come on.
God didn't create you like that.
That's right. Amen.
So you got to learn, am I going to fight? Am I going to take the easy way out? Most people won't take the easy way. And when they get on that medication, it gets harder and harder and harder for them to ever get off of it. They get dependent on it. Fight for your sanity. Fight for your freedom in Christ Jesus. Deception. You got to fight against deception. In this world that we live in, Jesus said over and over and over, be not deceived, be not deceived. Right. The Apostle right. Paul said, be not deceived, be not deceived. Mm-hmm. Over in 1 John, it said, what? There's a spirit of truth and there's a spirit of error. Mm-hmm. You got to watch out who you're listening to.
That's right.
You got to watch out who's sowing into your life.
That's
you
right.
got to watch who you're listening to on TV and the radio and what book you're reading.
That's right.
Amen.
Because if you ain't careful, somebody have you off out here in left field somewhere. Yeah. This book here never leads you but one way, on the straight and narrow way.
Yes, amen.
It'll keep you planted, rooted, and grounded in Christ Jesus if yes. you'll take this word and put it in. This right here will run the devil off.
Yes.
This right here will destroy the works of the devil. But you got to get it in you, and you got to speak it out of your mouth boldly, and command and not beg. Did y'all hear that?
Yes.
You command. You don't beg the devil to leave. You command him to go
yes.
in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's how you back him out and put him back out of your house and put him back in his territory.
Yes. Amen.
Deception. You got to watch it. Always. In these last days, you got to watch the deception. In Christian circles, there's so many people. I just left Thailand, Cambodia, and Myanmar. Three nations. All of them deceived. Why? They serving idols. Mm-hmm. You know what that is? That's the devil's deception.
That's right.
You know why? Because they ain't following Jesus. They following a dead idol.
That's right.
That's deception. The Muslims, same way. They deceived.
Yes.
All other religions are not following the truth. They are living under deception.
That's right.
And anytime you are deceived, if you ain't careful, you'll think you're right and believe a lie and be damned.
Amen.
You got to fight against deception. You got to look out for deception. Another one, sickness. Some people, if we're Christians, can we be attacked with sickness? Yes.
Yes.
The enemy will try to hit you physically or emotionally. He will try to hit your body to bring you down to where you're not enjoying the life that God came to give you, which is abundant life.
That's right.
He wants you to thriving, not surviving.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
Sickness is, if you read your Bible in Luke chapter 13, verse 11, there was a lady that came to Jesus while he was preaching in the synagogue, and she was all bent over for 18 years. All bent over. She's like this, okay? And when Jesus seen her, he said, woman, thou art loose from the spirit of infirmity. What was behind her illness was a spirit of infirmity. That was what Jesus came at, and he recognized it was a spirit, and he loosed her from it, and when he loosed her from it, she stood straight up. It was spiritual. Her sickness was spiritual. Can y'all understand that?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
All sickness is inherited. It's spiritual. You are under attack, and you got to fight for your physical body
yes.
to stay well.
Amen.
You got to speak the word of God over. You got to declare and decree what the Word of God said. By the stripes of Jesus, I am healed.
Yes, amen.
Then the Word of God will not return to God void. If I speak it and declare it and decree it, the Bible says in Job 22:28, it shall be whatever I declare and
yes,
decree.
Glory.
If I declare it, if I decree it, if I'm standing on the Word of God, it might not manifest today or tomorrow, but it will manifest. You just got to stay and keep your foot on top of the devil's head.
Amen.
Till it comes. Instead of running your mouth saying, oh, I'm so sick. Oh, my back's killing me. Oh, my head. Oh, grandmother, give me this. Sickness, You got to figure out, hey, if I'm under attack here.
That's right.
Hey, as a pastor, I've been under attack time to time. Listen, the more anointed you are,
yes,
the more attack is coming.
Amen.
You look at it biblically. Look at Elijah, a mighty prophet of God. He destroyed 450 prophets of Baal, called fire down from heaven. And then one lady called Jezebel said, this time tomorrow, I'm going to do this to you. And the Bible says Elijah, the mighty man of God, began to run.
Right.
And he hid in a cave.
Yeah.
And he wanted to commit suicide.
That's right.
That was spiritual. Out of spiritual attack upon the prophet. And he ran from it after he just called fire down from heaven.
Come on.
After he just killed 450 witch doctors.
Come on.
Yes.
And then one lady said, I'm coming after you. He began to run. You know what? It wasn't her he was scared of. It was the spirit behind her that he was running from.
Yeah.
Spiritual attacks can be very real.
Yes.
Very strong.
Come on.
And they make you fearful.
Yes.
But you have to stay in your ground. And if you don't, the devil will run over you.
Right.
And continue to run over you. And then you had Jesus under attack when he came. The Bible said the tempter came to tempt him in the wilderness after he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Still got 10 minutes. Y'all give me 10?
Yeah.
Fine. Hallelujah.
Chicken might get cold. But listen, I'm trying to feed you. I'm trying to help you. Because I know when you leave this door to this church, I can't go everywhere with y'all.
That's right.
But you got to learn how to fight.
Amen.
You are in the army of the Lord.
That's right.
You are a good soldier in the army of the Lord. But you got to go through boot camp and you got to learn how to fight. Because the devil is coming. If you don't think it's going to happen, it don't matter if you don't think it ain't happening. The devil is coming.
Yes.
Sooner or later to attack your family, your home, your children, your health, your wealth. All those things he's coming at.
Right.
Yes. And you got to put him on the road instead of letting him just continue to steal, kill, and destroy. Evil thoughts. When evil thoughts come into your mind, it don't matter how holy you are. Man, it's amazing what will go through your head sometimes.
That's right.
You're like, my goodness, I would never even think of doing something like that. That is crazy. Where'd that come from? That was the devil. That was the devil. And if you entertain that thought long enough, it'll get into your heart, and your heart will be evil.
Amen.
And if you entertain it long enough, instead of it just being a thought, it'll be an action.
That's right.
You got to watch these things. This is when you're under attack. Nightmares.
Oh, yes.
Nightmares. Not just a nightmare, but nightmares. It's kind of like the depression that keeps coming and keeps coming. And you don't rest good at night because you keep having these bad dreams called nightmares. The devil will come in your dream, in your sleep. And if you do not fight back, you will continue to have these things till you go to go on to heaven.
Come on.
You're going to go to heaven, but you ain't going to go to heaven victorious.
That's right.
You got to put the devil on the run. You have a nightmare, you got to take a stand against it.
That's right.
Because it's the devil. It ain't God giving you nightmares.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
Condemnation. Guilt. Shame. All attacks of the enemy. After you get saved, you get washed in the blood of the Lamb. You're clean before God. You don't even have a sin record. The Bible says he has decided to remember your sins no more. Cast them as far as the east is from the west and remember them no more. But the devil is the one always bringing up your past. He's the one that wants to put condemnation on you, shame on you, guilt on you. And if that's continuing to come, that's an attack of the enemy.
That's right.
And it will stay there. It will always be there until you resist the devil. Till you pick up the weapons of your warfare and figure out you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
That's who you are. You're not condemned in the eyes of God. You're not shamed in the eyes of God. Hallelujah. He has washed you clean, set you free. Hallelujah. Yes. And you are a child of the King.
Amen.
But you got to know who you are. By the way, whenever you put on the full armor of God, it mentioned in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 18, when it talks about putting on the full armor of God, you know what that is? What that basically is doing is you have to know who you are in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
If you know who you are in Christ Jesus, you have the full armor of God on.
That's right.
If you know who you are.
Amen.
But if you're missing two or three pieces of your armor, you are vulnerable to the enemy.
That's right.
You got to have your breastplate on. That breastplate is called the breastplate of righteousness.
Yes.
If you know you're righteous, praise God, you can. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion.
Yes.
You can go into the throne of God knowing I belong there. I don't have to go in timid. I don't have to go in begging. I can go in knowing through Jesus Christ, I'm righteous.
Yes.
I'm righteous.
Yes.
I'm righteous. Yes. I'm not condemned in the eyes of God. The devil
yes.
say, oh, you old dirty thing. You know what you did yesterday? It don't matter what you did yesterday. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Confess your sin, repent of it,
yes.
and say, I'm still the righteousness of God
Hallelujah.
In Christ Jesus.
Yes, yes. Amen.
Amen.
Lord.
It's as if we Christians, sometimes some churches, they preach so much on sin, that the people are sin conscious instead of righteous conscious.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. They always think, oh, I messed up. I ain't going to be able to live this life. I ain't going to use me going to church. I ain't going to be no hypocrite. I can't quit cussing. I can't quit drinking. I can't keep doing this. Listen, think righteous, not sin conscious. And you will begin to come out of that by knowing who you are in Christ Jesus. God don't want you to continue to live like the devil. But I tell you, we got to learn how to fight the good fight.
Yes.
Dumplin knows me. Dumplin knows I used to fight like crazy. We get on the phone sometimes. We still talk about some of them. You remember that day? Man, if I ever got intoxicated, I was ready to go.
No doubt.
But that's a natural fight.
Right. You can see it.
The spiritual fight, depression, fear, anxiety, and all these other things that we've been talking about, this is coming from an invisible enemy. You can't punch him in the nose.
Right.
You'd like to say, that's the easy way out.
That's right.
I'll go and learn me some UFC and some some jujitsu and some taekwondo and some karate and I'll really put something on the devil.
That's right.
The devil will sit back and laugh at you all day long and say, you will never see me.
That's fine.
You'll never hit me. It'd be like Muhammad Ali. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Hallelujah. Okay, in closing, y'all. We're going to talk more about this. But hopelessness is an attack of the enemy.
Yeah.
Because out of hopelessness, if you stay there long enough, it'll turn into something called suicide. And that's an attack from the enemy. There's a lot of youth today that are committing suicide.
That's right.
A lot of youth. You got to look out for it. And you got to go to war with it. If you see it on somebody, you hear about it, you got to go to your war room. And you got to intercede. You got to pray. And you got to go to war and get rid of these demonic attacks off of these people. We can intercede for others. But we also have to stand in the gap for ourselves at the same time. Matthew chapter 5, and in closing, I'm going to close right here. Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 through 46. This is spiritual warfare right here. Spiritual warfare 101. Y'all look at it in your Bibles. It says, to love your enemies. Jesus said, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. He said, do good to those who hate you and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. That's what Jesus said to do. Your flesh ain't going to volunteer for none of that.
Mm-mm.
Your flesh ain't going to say, yeah, I'm going to love my enemies all right. Oh, yeah. Wait till I see them. I'm going to really show them some love. This is spiritual warfare 101. You got to love your enemies. Your flesh ain't wanting to do that.
That's right.
Your flesh does not want to bless those who curse you. People cuss you out. If you ain't careful, you'll get on their territory and start doing the same thing they're doing to you. They cussing you, you cussing them.
Come on.
Instead of you being the light of the world to them and the salt of the earth, you cussing them. Then you have to go back to work the next day and ask for forgiveness.
Come on. Yeah.
Oh, please forgive me. The devil just drew me in on his territory. I just cussed somebody out. I ain't cussed in years. I invented some new words. The devil said, oh, yeah. Yeah. But you have to repent of that.
Yes.
Now, your flesh ain't going to want to do good to those who hate you.
That's right.
And it ain't going to want to pray for people that spitefully use you and persecute you. That's spiritual warfare. But if you can love to bless your enemies and pray for those who hate you, and turn that thing around, if you'll do it like Jesus said, do it.
That's right.
I've had enemies. I've had people that offended me. Every time they come to my mind, the enemy say, oh, you remember what he did? You know what I say? Bless them, Lord Jesus. Bless them. Bless them. I refuse to lose that battle. But I understand what spiritual warfare is. I got to love them anyhow.
Amen.
There was a man over in Cambodia that I gave him a good sizable amount of money, about $5,000, to help him get a truck because he had an orphan center. And I gave him enough money to get a truck to help them orphans get back to the school and the doctors or whatever they needed. And he took that $5,000 dump, and a few months later I found out he done sold that truck. He took that $5,000 and he done started running around with another gal over in Cambodia. Left his wife, left the children, took my $5,000. And the enemy said, boy, you can really hate him. I said, I ain't gonna get on that. I ain't gonna hate him. I said, Lord, bless him. Bless him. I ain't gonna trust him no more. I ain't gonna be sending no more money to him. But far as me being offended with him, I am going to forgive him. And I haven't seen him in a couple of years. That second crusade, when all them bugs were flying around, I looked and there he was. Him and his wife had got back together. And there he was. And his wife, I had heard through the grapevine, he wanted to come talk to me and ask me for forgiveness. And in my heart, I'm like, I've already forgiven him. I'm not harsh with him. And I just kept looking every now and then at him, and I could tell that, you know, it's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
He's probably thinking 100 times, what can I say? He came close to me, and I did what the father did to the lost son. I went to him.
Yes, amen.
I didn't wait for him to come to me. I went to him, and I held out my arms like that, and he came. And he began to weep.
Bless you, Jesus.
Put his hand on my chest. And he just cried. He never had to say a word. And I didn't have to say a word either. It was finished.
Yes.
It was done. You have to learn to love them.
Yeah.
Pray for them. And bless them. And if you do, you win a war. And the enemy ain't able to steal from you no longer.
That's right.
Amen. 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 Y'all stand with me this morning. There's a lot to learn about spiritual warfare. A lot to learn. And a lot of people don't know nothing about it. And they keep falling in the same old hole over and over and over. If you've been watching by media, it was an honor to have you to listen, to hear the Word of God. I encourage you to search your Bible. Find out all you can find out about spiritual warfare. Because you can be victorious. On every attack that comes, you can walk out victorious. Jesus loves you. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, invite Him into your life. He's already died. He's already rose again. If you'll give your life to Him, He'll give you a life that's worth living. I promise you. Jesus is Lord. God bless you. Send us some comments. Look us up on Harvest Time online. And look at the bottom of the screen and catch all our sermons. We love you and God bless you.